And this is The Science Show on ABC Radio National, where research continues to change the world. Change it back, in the case of electric cars, which were with us long ago, then removed. So what's happening now? Here's Rebecca Martin in Perth talking to Twan Brown, President of the Electric Vehicle Association.
Probably 2 years ago, we had a Melbourne and Sydney branch, maybe 140 members. We now have Perth, Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, and we're looking at a Brisbane branch, and in fact we're now getting interest again from New Zealand, which actually had occurred in the past in EVs, and meetings are typically monthly at those locations, and there can be between 50 and 100 people turning up to those meetings, are really thirsty for information about, largely about conversions, because that's really what's available to them at the moment. There is no commercial manufacturer offering them an EV on the showroom floor, and we're conscious of not misleading people into them being able to just simply walk out and do a conversion. It's some knowledge, but then remembering that in the community there are a lot of quite mechanically and technically capable people, and electric conversions are not all that complex.
There are already hundreds of converted electric cars on Australian roads, and making them more attractive is improving technology. In particular, the old heavy lead batteries are being replaced by lithium batteries, which is giving car lovers the two things they love most, power and speed.
Well, I think probably the first converted electric car in Australia to run on lithium batteries that were available to a private purchaser was probably converted about 2 years ago.
So quite recently.
So it is quite recent. The batteries themselves have been around for probably 20, 30 years, but in form where they're actually purchasable by a general user and not by somebody at a research level with a $200,000 budget, that's actually only been very recent.
And so are you expecting this to make a big change to the number of electric cars on the roads?
Yes, I think so, because it immediately gives you at least a threefold improvement in the vehicle's range or performance, which of course makes a big leap in interest and acceptability of the electric car to the public.
And what about the cost of getting your car converted to electric professionally? What are the costs involved?
The cost of the materials themselves, you know, a motor, a controller for it, and the battery pack. The battery pack will be the largest of the three costs, and then there'll be the labour cost if you're actually taking it to a workshop to fit it. One of the issues there with the labour cost, of course, is because most of the conversions are one-offs, you know, for that particular car that you're taking in, so there's a lot of individual components that have to be made up and mounted. The labour cost is higher than if there was, say, a standard kit for a standard model car. One can actually imagine getting to the point where you go to, you know, a local hardware store and buying a kit of the necessary parts to go into a car, and if you're either competent as a DIY or you can then take it to a workshop, you can actually have it fitted, because all the manufacturing and machining is actually already done and it comes in a kit form.
Enter Finnish group eCars Now. Tired of waiting for car manufacturers to bring electric cars to the market, they're doing it themselves. They've pulled together all the automotive brains they can to design prototypes of electric engines for the most popular cars driven in Finland. Jyri Räsänen from eCars Now says they hope to have the first prototype electric engine for the Toyota Corolla finished by the end of the year.
There have been similar conversions all along since the early 70s, and these are fine, but if you want to have an electric car that's suitable for the average person, and since there are not too many of them at the moment in the market from the big car companies, one solution is then first to make a prototype of a conversion, a kind of a prototype that is aimed for mass conversion. So the idea is that the conversion would be so modular and compatible that it could be done in one day.
And with the Toyota Corolla, is this conversion kit going to work on Toyota Corollas outside of Finland?
The designing process is happening entirely in Finland, but since it's open source, we will publish everything, and basically anyone can start a sister project anywhere in the world, and we are, within our resources, trying to help interested people to start a sister project.
Professor Wal James from Curtin University says there's no doubt that e-cars are coming, but he says we will need a transition period before this revolution can be fully realised.
The potential of making charging stations every lamppost is a possibility of being a charging spot. So it doesn't matter if you don't have access at home for it, if you need it in a 10-storey apartment block or whatever, you could still park outside and have access to this. The issue with the fully electric battery is that you need a higher powered charging station. And that is going to be an issue with the utilities and the distribution area of the sites. But initially, the normal 10-amp, 240-volt power point is sufficient to get you around. So if you're going to drive, say, 15 kilometres from work back home, it should be able to give you the capacity to return home. A 10-hour off-peak charging at home, of course, is capable of charging your batteries. But the psychological effect of having another charging point available when you're going in town or when you're going longer distances is very important. Even if you don't use it, the sheer fact is you've got 50% of your battery available when you depart home and you say, well, that's not going to get me back, you might think, oh, I'll take the other car or I'll take the bus or whatever. We will see the main industry coming with these, what initially what we call the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, which is something like the Toyota Prius with an extended battery, which allows you to operate the vehicle for longer distances on a battery. And this will bring credibility to all of these new interests that is occurring on the general public on electric vehicles as such. But the volume of the automotive industry is going to bring the battery prices down, and this is going to create a further wave of interest from the public on going full electric. And that is the question as to what are the volumes and when is this going to happen? And I think it's going to happen soon.
Wal James, who does research on electric cars at Curtin University in Perth. He was with Rebecca Martin.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast. Thank you.